This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of May 23rd, 2013, convening at 5:40 p.m. Pacific, 8:40 p.m. Eastern. Summaries, Chair Heather Gray, Vice Chair Richard Uzzell, Secretary. Mr. Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Timekeeper?
Heather, could you volunteer to be timekeeper?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
You should be drafted. Okay. Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Richard. Thank you.
Okay. The first person I'm going to call tonight is Raul Salvador. Are
President,
you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And I would like to welcome Raul as our new Chief Financial Officer for Pacifica. So thank you, Raul.
Yay!
That's name we'll call all night. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Richard.
Okay. Brian Edgar Sinker. Can you hear
me, Brian? What was Raul's last name? Please forgive me.
Edwards Tiku. Rosenberg.
I'm here.
Okay. Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Okay. Diaz.
Present.
Gotcha. King, who's that? Can you hear you? Norman?
Present.
Okay. Stitt? Katia? Can you hear you? Lazon?
Here.
Okay. Crumshaw?
Present.
Okay. Medina?
Present.
Okay. Reese?
Present.
Okay. Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. I think she's calling later or something. Apollinar?
Yes, Jessica here. And can you please speak the last name of our new CFO?
Salvador.
Salvador.
Okay, can you email me?
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Jessica. Hitchell. Nancy, can't hear you. Uzzell, yet here. Burden?
Here.
Thank you. Coleman?
Here.
Thank you. Roberts?
Present.
Thank you. Sabah?
Present.
Thank you. Gray?
Here.
Thank you. Lane Ewart?
Here.
Thank you. Andy Gold, is he on tonight? Okay, Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Margie wants to propose an amendment to the agenda. I sent it out to the PMB list.
Thank you, Margie. Could you go ahead and read it for the stream, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
My motion on the open meeting agenda is to move the discussion of the reports from the Elections Committee and the discussion on the elections to the beginning of committee reports.
Okay, that would be before Finance, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, thank you. And is there a second?
Second. Serene.
Serene is a second. Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry, how much is the time on that? Margie, I'm looking for Elections Committee right here. It doesn't have a time.
Well,
do we have a time?
There was 10 minutes for the Finance motions.
Okay.
Oh, the elect. Yeah, so I would propose 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there any objection to moving Elections in front of Finance?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Staff?
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia. Go ahead, please.
Well, of course, because it's a bylaws issue, the elections, according to the bylaws, open in a week before we meet again. The membership deserves to know what we're going to do about the elections. So I think it's very important, although I think 10 minutes is not enough. I think it would need to be 15 or 20. I would say 20.
Is that your amendment to the amendment? Are you amending the time, but not the location?
No. I'll make my amendment 15. Instead of
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Benito.
You're the second?
Yes.
Who made the motion?
Who made the motion? Lydia Bazan.
Okay.
I made the amendment.
Yes, okay. So we've got an amendment to an amendment to that. Okay, so was there an objection to moving the elections before finance?
Yes.
Okay, do you wish to speak to that? And who is that?
Richard.
Richard, okay, go ahead, Richard.
I know that elections are important to some people, not terribly important to me, but finance is what's going to make or break us. Finance is our biggest problem right now. And I think we need to just leave it where it is and get to work. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so shall we take a vote on it? Does anyone else wish to speak on the matter one way or the other?
Okay. This is Lydia.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. So, in terms of not only the fact that we have to comply with our bylaws, but of course we have to comply with California Corporations Code. Effective July 1st, anyone can go to, the whole membership can go to court. I wasn't in favor of these bylaws. Everyone knows I was the last chair and I voted against these bylaws, so it's not like I'm tied to this. But once you pass the bylaws and it goes to the Secretary of State, and you are bound by them to whatever degree, and especially if they're steeped in California Corporations Code. I was part of the loss that got standing because our suit was based for similar reasons on elections, on the basis of elections of directors in that case. But it was based and anchored in California Corporations Code. You're treading on very dangerous waters here. And it's very disrespectful to the membership. If you're not going to have them, then just say so. If you're going to put them off, then just say so. But to not notify the membership of your intention is going to further alienate and invite possible litigation that we cannot afford. So if you're concerned about finances, that's what you should be concerned about. 1999, those suits cost us $4 million.
Tracy for the staff.
Janet, thank you, Lydia. I'm sorry, Tracy and Janet and Carolyn. Okay, Tracy, go ahead,
please. Yeah, this will be fast. I support keeping the agenda that it's in, and my guess is actually that we'll be through and done with the Finance Committee report in a shorter period of time and the amount of time that we're spending trying to move something up in front of it. In terms of the election, you know, we need to be clear about what the California Corporations Code says. What it says is that after 60 days after the bylaws say that we're going to send the ballots, then an individual can petition the court in order to force us to send out ballots. That date is October 15th. It's only May. We're several months away from October, and we meet twice a month. I do agree with Lydia that by October, there will potentially be a position of liability if we don't send ballots, and I support going forward with an election as cheaply as possible. But I don't think that has anything to do with this process that's going on here on the 23rd of May to sort of insert something in front of the Finance Committee report. So I think we need to keep apples and oranges separate and really stop the sort of agenda games, and I'm quite confident we can be through and done with the Finance Committee report in 15 or 20 minutes if we set our mind to it, and I think that's what we should do. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, next on stack is Janet, followed by Carolyn.
I tend to agree with Tracy that we should deal with finances. I very much think our membership deserves to listen and also to be heard on the subject of the elections or the postponed elections. And if we want to have a special meeting where the public hears and it's announced and it's ballyhooed and it can be very soon, it can be in days or, you know, in a week, we should do that and go to the finances tonight. But I think we should do it. Not tonight, though.
Thank you, Janet. Carolyn, you're next.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Tracy, for the technical information and also for pointing out to us that we do have a little bit of leeway. What we're waiting for, I think, is for our new CFO to get his bearings and figure out where we are and what we can afford, and then talk about how we're going to deal with an elections process that was very expensive, partly because it was very badly run. And that is, as Janet points out, grist for another mill. We could actually spend a great deal of time on it, but not tonight. I think the finances are crucial. And we do have a little time, so I would not support a motion to move elections ahead on the agenda. Thank you.
Summer, this is Janice.
I'm sorry, Janice, go ahead, please.
I'll make it really quick. I would also like to move that we keep the agenda as is and hear from the Finance Committee and allow our CFO, to what extent he may be participating tonight, to participate in the report. I have an update to give to you, Summer, in writing on what I've learned, which would be useful after you receive it to share with the Elections Committee. And I agree with those who have also spoken that tonight's meeting is not critical to missing a deadline with regards to elections.
Thank you, Janice. I look forward to what you've written, and I'll look for that. Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else, or shall we call the question? Just
Sir, into the session?
Sure, go ahead, please. Thanks.
John to the staff.
No. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Serene, then John.
Okay,
I was
thanks.
Going to say that I appreciate the concern with the legalities of the situation, but I think if someone is going
John,
to talk
John.
About...
It's okay. It's just he started. Let him go.
Okay, go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
I had asked for it before. I don't know what happened. Maybe you didn't hear me. But at any rate, I was going to say that I appreciate the concern for the legalities of the situation, but I think if someone is to speak about what the law is and the implications of that, that we should have an attorney address the issue, not one of the members of the board who may be well-intentioned but is not a member of the legal profession and not in a position to advise us as to what the legalities are.
Thank you, John. Shireen, go ahead, please.
Okay, so, you know, the bylaws call for the hiring of a national election supervisor in March, and we are now a week away from the end of May. So I would say that we're already behind schedule in terms of getting things done. We know that last year there were a number of problems, all compounded with a late start. So while we do seem to have spent the past, I think, maybe 5 minutes or more discussing whether or not we're going to deal with what is an incontrovertible membership right to vote, whether or not we're going to make some decisions on that. So the process, and it is a lengthy process. It involves job postings, people getting their membership ready. In New York, certainly we've not been able to have our volunteers in, so some people who normally might have been able to earn their membership by working are going to have to come up with the money to do it. And I know $25 may not be a lot for some people, but I also know it's a lot for some of our volunteers. So whatever the mechanism is that people are going to have to use to be able to participate in the election, it seems unreasonable to me to stretch out the time in which they have to work that out. These motions from the Elections Committee have been on since last year, some of them.
Put me on the stat.
Certainly since
Jessica,
last board.
Jessica, for the stat, please.
I got you, Jessica. Sorry, go ahead and finish your meeting. Let's take this and close this back so that we can take a vote. Go ahead,
Jessica. So I think it would be really good if we could at least get that process started. It's going to be a long process, and there's no point in delaying it.
Thank you. Jessica, go ahead, please. You'll be the last speaker.
Actually, if I would, I thought I heard Mia before.
I'm sorry. Was there someone else who wanted to speak?
Someone was
go
before
ahead.
Me. Someone was before me.
Me. Yeah.
Oh, that's Janet. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Janet, and then Jessica. Thank you, Jessica.
It doesn't benefit WBAI to have an earlier date to assemble all its volunteers. We haven't had volunteers in months and months. If we postpone this a little, according to the law,
we would actually be more stabilized and be able to accomplish counting our volunteers and finding out who were the real membership. We have been very displaced, you know. We're in chaos. I don't think it will help WBAI in the least to support discussing elections tonight and, you know, and soldiering on no matter what our money is like.
Thank you, Janet. Okay, go ahead, Jessica.
That was a similar comment that I had. No matter what energy or discussion we put towards fixing that particular process, there's other problems that are going to interfere with the elections process, and that's not even, it's not a science. What I'm getting at is I wish we would talk about this before the meetings so we can work this out before the meetings.
Yeah.
And what I get through my emails is what looks to me like, and forgive me, guys, partisan politics, forgive me, one group against another, opinions, innuendos, anger, all that stuff is very human. I understand all that. But the facts are we need to talk about this stuff between meetings so that we're prepared at the meeting to vote one way or another. And I'm hearing new stuff come to me. Why can't we get this educational stuff through our emails or through texts or some other version, phone calls? Then I'm watching and waiting and seeing on our meetings other info come in that might sway my vote one way or another. It's been 3 years for me. We have to get on top of this stuff. If you feel you have some information that will sway a member, if you feel you are educated and can give me a good point of view that I can vote towards, please give me that information the night before the meeting or before, so that when I get to the meeting, I have a better educated voice. Please, 24 members, please, I implore you, educate me before I get here.
Summer.
Thank you.
On personal privilege, this is Margie.
Thanks, Jessica. Okay, Margie, sure. And then
I put this notion out to the PMB on the day that I received the agenda from Richard, almost immediately afterwards. I put it out. I asked. I said, let me hear from you. One person responded. One person. Nobody else talked. So I don't want to spend time doing this. This is not my idea of how we should be spending our time. But I don't know how else to make a discussion happen if people don't respond. I'm very sorry about that.
Sure.
But it's like if you're not going to respond when people put information out on the list, I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to deal with it. And it feels terribly unfair to me for me to be accused of partisan politics when people don't want to talk about it and don't respond to, concerns that are put out there. I'm sorry.
Jessica, to the stack, please.
Okay, I'll put you back on, Jessica. Let me
and some other people who
want to
speak. But,
I'd like to talk about this anymore.
Summer, I'm going to call the question. It's 28 minutes into the meeting. I'm going to call the question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I recognize Janice. And I was going to try and just diffuse it a little with the fact that there are many important issues going on in Pacifica that we all care about, and there are competing concerns, and we should just try to get through as much of the business as quickly as we can. That's really what I think, okay? We just have a lot that's very critical. So, do the rest of the people feel, the question's been called. Is there any objection to calling the question? We'll just take a vote on the agenda and get down to some business.
Madam Chair, you have a main motion, you have an amendment. There may be other motions. We may not object to that, adding that 5 minutes for that amendment.
Sure, that's what I was thinking. Does anyone object to the amendment? The amendment to the agenda, which is to move elections up, it had been proposed at 10 minutes, and there was an amendment to that to make it 15. Is there any objection to the 15? And then we'll deal with whether or not it gets moved up.
No.
Okay, excellent. So now we'll take a vote on moving it up above finance. There was objection to that. Let's just call the roll very quickly, okay? So the motion is 15 minutes for elections as the first committee report before finance. And if you support that, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no, and we'll be back at the agenda as distributed, and we're out of time, so that'll be our agenda. All right.
Okay, this is the vote. Edwards, Teeker? Rosenberg?
I vote no. The agenda as presented.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's a no.
No. My motion is the only motion on the floor. My motion is to move the elections discussion before finance. That's the motion.
Yes.
You vote yes.
And I'm voting yes, and I'm voting no on it, Margie.
Okay,
we're going on now. Siegel? Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
No.
No. King?
Yes.
Yes. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt? Rezan?
Yes.
Yes. Crumshaw?
No.
No. Medina?
Yes.
Yes. Allen? Apollinar?
I'm happy to say no.
Mitchell? Uzel, no. Burton?
No.
No. Coleman?
No.
No. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sabah?
No.
No. Gray?
No.
No. Lane Ewart?
No.
No. Okay. 6 yes. 10 no's. Madam Chair, this is Richard. I'd like to make an amendment. I'd like to make an amendment to the agenda.
Okay, so the motion fails. Yes, what's the amendment?
Okay, that the adjourn time listed on this agenda of 10:30 ET, the adjourn time remained for the continuation meeting, but for tonight's meeting, the 23rd, set the adjourn time for the open part at 9:30 Eastern Time.
Okay, is there an objection to that?
I don't understand.
Yeah, there's an objection.
Why?
Okay,
okay.
That's
28 minutes from now.
Yeah,
can I motivate
so
it? May I motivate it?
Well, first, is there a second before you motivate? Is there a second, and then I'll let him motivate? Okay,
it's hard to give a second because we don't understand.
Yeah, okay, go ahead and motivate first. It's out of order, but go ahead, Richard. What's your rationale? Maybe you'll get a second.
Okay, we have a lot of confidential stuff we need to talk about tonight. The CFO has been out gathering information, and we can only talk about a lot of that in executive session. And I would like for us to have a full 2 hours in executive session and an hour for open session. And it's not much time, but we will have a continuation meeting, and we can go back to our normal routine in the continuation meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. Is there a second?
Yeah, Carolyn, I have a second to that.
Okay. Can we make this fast? Let's just take a vote on it. Who needs to speak to this?
Okay.
Anybody wish to speak against it? Okay, is there an objection?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I object.
I object.
Then let's just take a vote, okay, and be done with it, all right? So what's on the agenda right now is 10:30, which would be another hour and a half in open session, correct, and an hour in executive, and the amendment. And we're not going to do any more amendments after this. If it fails, then we're stuck with the agenda, which is 10:30, okay, because we're done here with agenda approval. And if it succeeds, then we've got, like, a little less than half an hour to open, okay? So the amendment
okay,
on the floor
absolutely.
To change 7 to... Yes? Was there a second?
Yes.
It was a second. Yeah, I handled all the procedure. That's why I'm just pocketing to vote. Okay, so anyway, the motion on the floor is that the agenda be amended to adjourn at 9:30 Eastern. If you favor that, say yes. If you do not, say no. Mr. Secretary, call the roll, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Razan?
Pass.
Kromshaw?
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
No.
No. Allen? Apollinar?
I'm sorry. Yes is for what?
Yes. Kitchell?
Yes would have us adjourn at 9:30 Eastern. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Kitchell? Hello? Yes. Burton?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Sabah?
Yes.
Pass. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Yes. Edwards Teeker? Rosenberg?
I'm going to pass.
Pass. Siegel? Wilkinson?
No.
No. Diaz?
Abstain.
Abstain. King?
Yes.
Yes. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stip? Okay, we first pass with Razan?
No.
No. Second pass is Sabah.
Abstain.
Abstain. And the third pass is Rosenberg.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Nine yeses. Four no's, and I think three abstentions. Yeah, three abstentions. 9-4-3.
Okay, so the amendment carries. It seems we've got 23 minutes in the open session. So, you know, that doesn't leave us much time for all the things that are on the agenda there, like the ED report, the CFO report, and committee reports. Done. Okay, so I'm going to make a very short ED's report on a few highlights. First highlight is that our excellent crew of John L. Mella, Otis McCoy, and Richard Uzzell did a fantastic job installing the new studio equipment in WPFW at the new L Street location yesterday, and we went live on the air. And our team did a fantastic job, and we are on schedule to move out of the old facility on time. Spoke with the landlord yesterday, so I'm very happy to report that.
Yay!
Thank you, Karen.
Great.
It was a great job.
Congratulations.
Terrific job. Terrific job. So thank you, guys. I'd like to welcome again our new CFO, Raul Salvador, who has been with us at the office since the 13th. So thank you, Raul. He has jumped right in and is becoming very familiar with all of the financial issues in Pacifica, the audit, you know, where we're at on things, how our accounting is done, crunching numbers for the various financial crises that we face at this time. So a tremendous improvement, and I'm sure we'll see the results of that in the network overall. So thank you.
Yay.
For joining our team.
Great.
And much of what I have to report is centric, you know, both, you know, particularly to WBAI, and I can report in open session that we have made all of our past due payroll obligations and the commitments that we had to our employees, and that's all current as of this week, and I can elaborate in greater detail in closed session on you know, what we were tasked with by the PMB and where we're at and what's occurred in the interim. I did appoint interim general management at KPFA.
I have engaged our HR service with addressing the issues there, and I can give greater detail in closed session, and we'll be able to give more information on that in a couple of weeks as well. As to fund drive, KPFT is pretty on target to meeting its goal. We'll be concluding its fund drive this week. KPFK has been posting excellent numbers through the drive, even though we have, again, utilized the services of one of our best fundraisers there, Christine Blasdale, and also in terms of helping to raise funds in New York City. But KPFK's numbers have been holding pretty solid during the fund drive, and that's been very encouraging. Fund drive totals are behind at KPFA. And dramatically behind at WBAI and WPFW, and that's an area of significant concern and something that we can also go into in more detail in closed session, but will have to be addressed by the network. And I think for considering we have so little time, I think I will leave it at that in terms of the highlights in open session of things going on, some of which are quite good and some of which are just, you know, the ongoing need to address these matters. I do think that regarding the elections, I don't think that we're going to get to that in open session, but it would be good to get some direction from the board, at least on delaying the schedule. I agree in terms of putting out, you know, a timeline on what that would be, and or achieving the most cost-effective means of effectuating compliance with CRI laws. That's the only way I could see doing that. NFCB is going to be in the Bay Area next week, and so happily be spending some time with our affiliates director, Janice Wayne Ewart, and other people. Ursula Rudenberg, our you know, staff affiliates director, will be at the NFCB. I will be there. And Brian Schaefer from our Pacific Radio Archives will be attending that as well. I can go again into greater detail in closed session, but we have been and in closed session I'll go into greater detail, but Ursula Rudenberg, myself, and Heather Gray have been in discussions with FSRN regarding our ongoing relationship with them to help get all the funding in place to support their continued operations, you know, well as our own broadcast of their programming. So I will give some further information on that in closed session, but those have been very productive conversations that I think will help lead to a more stability in that relationship going forward, even with the difficulties that are confronting the network at this point. And I think that's probably good, considering time is so short, so that I can give a few moments to Raul, and then maybe we can get through a couple of those Finance Committee motions while we're still in open session, okay? And obviously in closed session, I can elaborate on any number of these things that have closed session issues. And I think probably better forego questions, otherwise we'll never adhere to any time frame, if that's all right, with my colleagues. Okay, I'm happy to answer the questions in closed on many of these. So if I may, I'm going to hand it over to Raul. Raul, if you can go ahead and say hello, and then your brief 2 weeks with us, where things are at so far that you can say in open session briefly.
Thank you, Summer. Thank you for the warm welcome earlier, and it's great to be here. I understand that there's a lot of challenges that I'm facing right now as a CFO, but as I said before, I am aware of that, and I am willing to take a challenge, and I think there is a fix to all our issues that we are facing right now, but it will take some time to kind of streamline the operations, the financial operation, as well as the administrative side of it. First and foremost, I wanted to just briefly update you on the audit process. I believe that this has started, the audit process started a couple of months ago. Unfortunately, that with our new accounting staff, with the departure of the previous administration, all the records that were left out were in disarray, not to sugarcoat that. But our staff during, before, prior to my arrival has been very diligent in trying to piece together a audit schedule for the auditors so that they could start the testing and audit process on our records. Unfortunately, when I got here, I think it was a very slow process having to have our staff work on the previous 3 years to kind of recreate some of the work that has been done in the past. There was a fix, and the question was, these starting balances, we didn't need to go back to 2-3 years back when we can actually coordinate with the previous auditors and request those work papers from them and the other schedules so that we could carry over the schedules to the new fiscal year. And with that, we put together the two auditors, the previous and the current auditors, in communication, and we just started that doing that. So now we're the flow of communication between the two auditors are being done at this point. In fact, our auditors are going to the previous auditor's New York offices next week to examine the records, and I will be also participating in that process where we can retrieve the previous year's audit information as well as supporting schedule so we could actually stop what we're doing, recreating the wheel or reinventing the wheel, going back to 2009, 2010, when we can actually have a good starting balances of the balance sheet. So that's actually what we're doing. It's there's a lot to be done, and we wanted to have complete manpower here at the national office to achieve those goals of target dates. And right now, we only have 3 full-time employees in the finance department and 2 temporary accounting staff. We have another accounting staff coming next tomorrow to get the bulk of the work completed as we speak. That is prior to my departure, the previous auditor's cooperation was very limited. We have changed that, and so I think we are moving forward with the audit. Again, we have a target date, we have a deadline with the CPV, and we are our current auditors are very, very committed to work with us on their audit that's on there. And just I've only been here 10 days tomorrow, but I've made some observation and made some research analysis of what's going on at the national office as well as the other radio stations. I break it down into 2 categories, 3 finance, accounting, and then administrative issues. Basically, one of the issues that we're dealing with are, you know, the processes. There are no consistencies in some of the procedures, namely in the disbursement and accounts payable. There's no national oversight on national office oversight on the disbursement and accounts payable. There are no oversight, approval, or review process in the payroll and processing and payments to the employees. There's no approval or review process in the new hires, promotion, raises. And that's really important. If we have to manage the organization, we really need an oversight, a control measure, internal control procedures to obtain the integrity of our operations. There is also a lack of bank accounts reconciliation, documentation, and security. There are several bank accounts and trusts and other grants that are not being accessed by the organization because we don't have enough authorized signers, and the authorized signers are still with the previous administration. So we have to rectify that. We have no consistency in reconciling and monitoring of bank accounts. Are insufficient records of specific bank accounts. Business managers should be responsible for providing bank account statements and bank reconciliations. That's not being done at all locations. There's no oversight, records, and control of all bank accounts. Access to all bank accounts are limited. And there were some accounts belonged to Pacifica that were not registered in Pacifica's books. We were trying to uncover most of these already during the last 10 days, the last 2 weeks. And again, there's multiple bank accounts. There's redundancy in these accounts. There's several accounts to manage and control. It is very inefficient, in my point of view, that we need to streamline those. And again, the next item would be the disbursement accounts payable. There's no standard procedures in processing accounts payable. There's improper coding of accounts payable invoices. That means we do not categorize our disbursement into the correct expense lines items so that we could compare actuals versus budget. The signatories on record in the operating accounts are obsolete. No national office signatories or oversight on those check disbursement. The past due AP invoices due to the lack of funds and the improper tracking of bank balances. Those are things that we need to rectify as soon as possible. And then, obviously, we're also facing the budgeting process right now. I've spoken to our New York, Los Angeles, and we are in the process of doing that. Even the business managers are involved with that. They already started using that even without, you know, the directions from the national office because they used the previous year's template. So they're starting the ball rolling on the budgeting for fiscal year 2014. And that's really important. You mentioned something about the election cost. The election cost, that will happen in October. I believe that would become part of the budgeting process for 2014. So we are really curious to know where our company stands before this fiscal year is over. So we will know whether we have the funds to support the election as well as the other disbursement obligation of the each of the radio station as well as the national office. So those are basically what we are facing in the Treasury and Finance Department. So there's a lot more procedural things that we are facing and in the administrative side. We have, you know, the chain of command issue. I saw that there's the reporting responsibilities between the general manager and the executive director, the business manager, and the national office are pretty unclear. There's no accountability at the local station level. We understand it's really bottom line responsibility to maintain self-sustaining performance of each of the radio stations. I haven't seen a performance evaluation for our people on file. There's no documentation, discipline, or employee misconduct, underperformance, or insubordination. And in which I feel that there are some issues regarding this with some of the locations.
Raul, I must apologize. This is Heather. I'm doing the time you have had your 10 minutes.
Okay.
So if you could make a closing.
I was finishing up on that. And I guess these are the things that we are facing, and I count on you to help us support and to fix these issues. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Raul.
Okay. Questions, please.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask gently. I know we waste a lot of time on agenda approval. It is 6:23 or 9:23, depending on where you're at. Do we wish to do what? You know, these 6 minutes of questions, do we wish to extend without a long vote to like 6:45, you know, an extra 15 minutes and do 10 minutes of questions with the CFO? Does anyone wish to extend anything? That's what I'm asking. We have about 5-6 minutes left on the agenda as it currently stands, and if we take questions, you know.
Summer, this is Janice. I'd be very happy to send my questions to the direction of the CFO. And copy the
this is Jessica. I'm back on the call. This is Jessica. I'm back on the call. Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Thank you, Jessica. Okay, Janet, if I was hearing what you're saying, you'd be happy to send your questions in writing.
I would be happy to. Yeah, this is Lydia Stein.
Okay, that was great. Thank you, Janet. And I'm sorry, Lydia, you were saying?
Yes, I am in favor of extending because, as we know, we have our members are listening, hopefully. They can always listen. And so I think anything that is of open session material, which is what he has presented, that we should allow our listeners, given the gravity of our financial straits. And so I move to extend 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
But into a second.
Okay. Is there any objection to 10 minutes? It only took us a little over. Okay, thank you. Janice, would you like to go first if you have a question you'd like to open?
I have two really quick questions. I'd like to ask the names of the audit team that's providing the service and, if possible, their history in performing audits that are in compliance with TPB regulations. That's question one. Question two, have you begun to develop a series of templates that may exist from other nonprofit organizations to achieve the efficiencies in accounting overview and processes? I know that there are two essential sources that I could point to you in the Midwest, so that you may potentially won't have to create documents and processes from scratch.
Sharma, this is Heather. Before we go to the answer, how many minutes do we want to have for this discussion of these questions?
Okay, we have 10 minutes, so we won't be doing anything else on the agenda. So why don't we do one-minute questions, one-minute answers. That's five speakers.
Tony Norman for a question.
Certainly. And Lydia, did you have a question?
Benito, a quick question as well.
Okay.
This is Lydia. Yes, I did have a question.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, Raul, for 1 minute, answer to Janice, and then Lydia, Tony, you know. Go ahead, Raul, please.
Yes, our new auditor is Armanino LLP, which is based out of San Ramon, California. I believe they were chosen by the audit committee of the National Board. And I haven't really gotten into researching their past experiences and background on auditing the nonprofit. But I believe that the audit committee had done their due diligence on the audit as I was supposed to. And then my background is basically radio. I worked in the radio industry for 20 years. As well as, and one, three of those years are with a nonprofit organization, a non-commercial radio station operations, which is the Cesar Chavez Foundation. I was
at your interview, so you can cut that part.
Yes.
Why are we hearing all this? I'm sorry, this is a waste of time. My bad. This is Jessica. I'm sorry. What's your point?
Okay.
I think that she had made a suggestion, Janice had made a suggestion regarding certain resources, and I think Raul was responding to that, perhaps, in terms of experience.
Yes. I do understand that.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, Raul, did you just want to finish on that, and then I'll go to Lydia?
That's the answer, and there's a follow-up.
Okay, thank you.
I would say that any helpful things, just because I've said this on the management calls, just to interject here, on the various policies, procedures, and practices of Pacifica that need to be improved, I think we're a nonprofit organization subject to improvement. So I can send resources on because we are fixing a whole bunch of different things that need to be, improved upon. So that's my take on it. So, Lydia, go ahead, please.
And then Serene, please.
Okay, well, I've got Lydia, Norman, Benito. Serene would be the last person because we only have time for five based on the 10-minute extension. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes. Any one of us from the audit committee can send Janice the paperwork on the current audit firm, and they are familiar with CPP. That was part of our criteria on the audit committee. So we'll go ahead and forward that to the board since some of the new members may not be familiar. But
thank you.
I was just going to ask our CFO
Raul, if I know how extraordinarily busy you are, and but because of how critical our finances are, and I was very impressed with your report, thank you very much, but what would really be helpful for us, if you could send us some periodic email updates on our list, pmb@pacifica.org, and that would fill in the gaps for us, since as you can see, we don't have a lot of time on these meetings, and we are all just, you know, on the edge of our seat about our finances. So if you don't mind, if you could send us periodic, informal reports. This doesn't have to be all formatted beautifully or anything like that. What we want is just the information.
Just I would be happy to do that. I would be... I would try and get the emailing you the some of the updates on where we are, our progress.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. Tony?
Yeah, I just have a quick question. I know you established a lot of issues when you went over your brief report. What are some of the priorities that you would like us as a board to focus on, say, over the next 30 days that you think, if you could prioritize some of the crises that you have observed, what are some of the priorities we as a board should be focusing on over the next 30 days?
Well, one of the processes, I think you guys already have established the resolution to include me as one of the authorized signers, so we could get the ball rolling on that. One of the things that we need to like get going is basically implementation of this new accounting system. Our priority right now, number one priority, is the audit reports. We have a target date. We need to get this done by June 30, and our auditors are doing their exceptional job to try and get that. We ask that you to have an open mind in all of these processes, to give us Summer and myself management direction to the organization. We've been getting some resistance from the local radio station as well as the management there, that, you know, getting some information from them. Your support would be really needed from this. And that's our priority. And obviously, we're going to be establishing some of the procedures immediately, and hopefully that would be you will approve those immediately. Thank you.
Thank you, Raul. Thank you, Kenny. Benito, and then Serene. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, just real quick. Raul, I didn't understand or I didn't hear what you said about the status of the elections and the money for the elections. So if you could go over that again and maybe elaborate on it a little bit.
I think that we need to do an analysis of our financial situation between now and before 3 months before the election, and this is coinciding with our budgeting process for the 2014. We want to make sure that our income projections are realistic, and we are not relying on some inflated revenue projections. That will be, and that's why one of the new policies we're implementing is to work with the local station management to work with the budget and come up with a very realistic projections, income projection and expense budget, so that we know where we stand in terms of how much we can afford in terms of election costs. And that will be communicated as soon as we have a pretty good understanding of what we are facing for 2014.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Raul. And I think also part of it is some of these costs would be costs that would have to be paid for right now and very shortly. So thank you. Thank you, Raul. Serene, you're next, please. And thank you, Benita.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, so just very quickly, hi, Raul, how are you? Earlier this week when we spoke on another meeting, I said to you that a lot of sentences you hear will begin with, well, now that Raul is here. So now that Raul is here, we'd like you to solve all the problems within the next 30 days. But on a serious note, I know that some stations are concerned and have been concerned, and it's legitimate, about being in control of their funds. And we understand that all stations are part of a family and it's a network. But there are legitimate concerns about monies being, you know, taken from the station's coffers, as it were. So what may be perceived as resistance may not necessarily be hostile, just self-protective. I wanted to know whether or not you've been given the financial policies and procedures manual, because there actually is one in Pacifica, although not everyone seems to know that.
Yes, I've seen the financial policies. I haven't really gotten into analyzing or evaluating what some of those items would be part of the streamlining. But I have a very open mind. I think I needed to understand more about the operations and about the some of the requirements of the local station board as well as the local management. Like I said, it's a good communication to personal. We are doing an oversight, not necessarily control of those funds, but we want to make sure that those funds, although they are being monitored and controlled by local management, or that we will make sure that we maintain the integrity at the local level by the National Office Oversight. That's what we meant by making sure that we, you know, we, despite the fact that they have their own local funds, doesn't necessarily mean that it will be spent in accordance with their own decision.
Policy, budget, okay. Thank you.
Okay, I guess the time's expired, so thank you, Raul. There's a lot to chew on, and we'll start out in 2 weeks from our continuation meeting with committee reports, okay? And we'll just jump right in there with no agenda approval and none of that. And I think I skipped right over approving minutes, didn't I? My apologies. So I guess that'll carry over in 2 weeks also. So everyone, please adjourn, and let's reconvene and close the session.
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion that that we have a continuation meeting of this agenda.
In 2 weeks at our next regularly scheduled Thursday meeting?
The second Thursday. I don't know what it is.
Second Thursday. Thank you. Is there any objection to that? Okay.
Here. Brian here.
Hi, Brian.
Not an objection, but I don't want it preempted. My understanding is the Personnel Committee needs a vote of the PNB to extend the hire for ED, which will otherwise expire in 6 days. I would hope we could vote that through before we move on.
Geez, Louise.
Summer, this is Heather.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that there was an extension of 10 minutes, so the 10 minutes really didn't start until 9:30. We have a few minutes left.
Okay, so is this an emergency motion or something? This is very irregular, Brian. If you'd been on during the half hour of agenda approval, you could have just amended the agenda like everyone else was doing.
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
Go ahead, Richard.
I made a motion to have a continuation meeting.
Yes. Yeah, so first let's deal with that. Is there any objection to having a continuation meeting in 2 weeks on our regularly scheduled continuation day, which will be the second Thursday of next month?
Does that postpone the motion that Brian just made about dealing with the personnel committee?
Brian's motion is all out of order because it should have been done at the beginning. Dear Lord.
No,
okay.
You just have to treat it as a motion to amend the agenda. It's two-thirds. If it's not controversial, let's do it. If it is, let's not waste the time.
It's fine. Okay, so first, is there any objection to meeting again in 2 weeks? I'm hearing none, right?
All right.
We're good? Right. Excellent. Please make sure it's noticed. Thank you.